This is the Ponca short story entitled The Coyote and the Snake, narrated by Kinsel Leeb in English and translated in Ponca by Henry A. Leeb, Jr. Once upon a time, a snake lay across a well-traveled path by all animals.
Pahonga de Vois a Kauhe Kidijan. Juanita Mabruga Uheke a Nanginainte.
The coyote came to him and said, "Why don't you lie further off the path?"
Mika siaka etaha ahi biga abiyama.
"If I step over you, you shall die," said the coyote.
"Ah, we shall decide what etanike abiyama mika siaka."
"This path is not big enough for the both of us," said the snake.
"Uheke wetonga aji abiyama wes aka."
"It is you that must go around to the other side," said the snake.
"Vi ulushimainga abiyama wes aka."
The snake and the coyote did not agree, and they began to argue.
"Wes aka mikasi elamba iye akikira."
"Whew," said the coyote. "Do as I say. Move out of the way."
"Bah, abiyama mikasi aka. We egipe gudihaga."
"It is you that must leave this path to go to the other side," said the snake.
"Vi uheke uishamalinga abiyama wes aka."
"Well, I shall step over you and you shall die," said the coyote.
"Ki awison tamike gunki that etanike abiyama mikasi aka."
"No," said the snake. "When a person steps over me, he usually dies."
"Onkaji abiyama wes aka. Atan miashinga agaya de wimikidi te na."
"Yes, I will die. Let us see which one has told the truth," said the coyote.
"We at etamike. Awi wangti iyeke egangti tate abiyama mikasiaka."
Then the coyote suddenly stepped over the snake.
"Gunki mikasiaka sabajichti wes ake agajade alaite."
When he stepped over, the snake bit him on the foot.
"Gunki agajade alaite di wes ake site lachtaite."
"Aho," said the coyote. "You shall die as I have stepped over you."
"Aho abiyama mikasiaka vat etanike awiga jade."
The snake replied, "Now you shall die."
"Wes aka abiyama itanvi vat etanike."
Then the coyote departed and went on his way.
"Gunki mikasiaka alabiyama."
As he went, he said, "Whew, my body feels different. I am fat."
"Alabija juga ke ajibri anshi."
The coyote stretched his neck as far as he could to examine his back.
"Mikasiaka nonkake kigri wagazuiki."
Page 3. He looked at himself all over and gave the scalp yell often.
Shikitombabe Gunkihu La Higa Bajikti Gahite.
After a while, he was breathing hard with his mouth wide open.
Gunchiki Nutitiki Itiyavika.
His mouth was dry, so he found a pond to satisfy his thirst. When he looked into the pond to take a drink, he saw that his face and body was swollen. The coyote yelled in pain. The snake told the truth.
Mikasiaka ni echti hutai. Wesaka wike ulai.
His entire body was swollen and his skin was tight.
Juga ke bruga ibai.
The coyote seated himself in a sheltered place warmed by the sun.
Mikasia ka ugri kikahai. Mi ishtide gri.
He coiled himself as far as possible, just like a snake does.
Tigri buta gri. Wis amagahe nainte.
It was there that he fell into a deep sleep and never awoke. He died.
Edijante ikilajite ama.
Page number 4, the conclusion. It was because of this event between the coyote and the snake they say that when snakes bite four-legged animals, their entire bodies swell and they die.
Juga iba na gankit e na abiyama.
End of story.
Sean, Ena.
Page number 2. No, said the snake. When a person steps over me, he usually dies.
Onkaji abiyama wesaka. Ata miashinga agajade wimikidi tena.
Yes, I will die. Let us see which one has told the truth, said the coyote.
We at eight bamike. Awe wangti ieke egangti tate abiyama mikasiaka.
Then the coyote suddenly stepped over the snake.
Gunki mikasiaka sabajichte, weis akeagajada alaite.
When he stepped over the snake bit him on the foot.
Gunki agajada alaite di, weis akasite lachtaite.
Aho, said the coyote. You shall die as I have stepped over you.
Aho abiyama mikasiaka lat etanike awi gajade.
The snake replied, now you shall die.
Wis aka abiyama inta vi lat etanike.
Then the coyote departed and went on his way. As he went, he said, "Whew, my body feels different. I am fat." The coyote stretched his neck as far as he could to examine his back. Page number 3. He looked at himself all over and gave the scalp yell often.
Shiki tombabe ganki huti vahi gabajichti ga raite.
After a while, he was breathing hard with his mouth wide open.
Ganchiki new tirtechi iti yaricha.
His mouth was dry, so he found a pond to satisfy his thirst.
Ite bi zega ne tidini vatante.
When he looked into the pond to take a drink,
ne tidini vatanki kitombai,
he saw that his face and body was swollen.
Indeva ibai kiyugashti ibai.
The coyote yelled in pain. The snake told the truth.
Mikasiaka niehti huta. Wes akawike ulai.
His entire body was swollen and his skin was tight.
Yuga kebruga ibai.
The coyote seated himself in a sheltered place warmed by the sun.
Mikasiaka ugrin kikaha. Mi ishtide grin.
He coiled himself as far as possible, just like a snake does.
Kigri buta grin, weis amagahe, nan teiga.
It was there that he fell into a deep sleep and never awoke. He died.
Eligente. Ikiraji te abiam.
Page number 4, the conclusion. It was because of this event between the coyote and the snake.
Iula edita mikasi waisa ulai.
They say that when snakes bite four-legged animals,
abiyama aton weis aka wanit jibe duba avima,
their entire bodies swell and they die.
Juga ibana gankit e na abiyama.
End of story.
Sean, Aina.